From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Wilson Sayre. Davey Rothbart is a writer, filmmaker, and collector, best known for his publication Found Magazine. He's in Miami for a reading tonight. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Wilson.
So for people who don't know what Found Magazine is, what's your kind of elevator pitch for them?
It's just anything that people have found. Photographs, journal entries, love letters, to-do lists, post-it notes. People literally find the stuff and they send them in to me from all around the world. So some of it's hilarious, some of it's heartbreaking. Each find just gives you a little glimpse into another person's life.
So how did you start doing this? What got you going?
There was one note in particular that sparked the idea in the first place. I was living in Chicago and got to my car late at night, and on my windshield was a note addressed to Mario. My name's Davey. I pulled the note off and started reading it. It said, "Mario, I hate you. You said you had to work. Then why is your car here at her place? You're such a liar. I hate you. I hate you." Signed, Amber. P.S. Page me later. And what surprised me was how many of my friends had a great found item to show me in return. And so a magazine, you know, it just seemed like a natural way for everyone to share what they were finding with everybody else. I spent a few nights just putting it together with my two cousins and some scissors and tape. I took it to Kinko's to make 50 copies, and there was this like punk rock kid working there at 3 a.m. And I remember he started looking through the magazine, and he was like, "Whoa, this is awesome. We should make 800 copies. I had no idea that so many other people out there shared my fascination with these little scraps of paper. It's a bit voyeuristic, but I would maintain that a certain degree of voyeurism is healthy. You know, it's natural to be curious what other people's experience of being human is like.
So what are some of the things that have come out of South Florida? I know that you pulled a couple of things.
We seem to get a lot of to-do lists out of South Florida. It's fertile territory for found notes in general. This one came from Key West. To-do today, turn in library books, find out about college, mail dad's stuff, pay bills in advance, write Crystal, hide guns. You see, I mean, there's only like 20 words in that to-do list, but it does give you some sense of who this person might be, but more than anything, it makes you wonder what the story is. Here's one that came from campus of Florida International University, FIU. It says, my goals for the year, number one, go to church, find God, then find myself through God, get baptized. Number two, meet new people, party a lot, start drinking.
Wow.
This was found in Fort Lauderdale. It's written on the back of a receipt. Number one, win at least $5 million in the lottery. Number two, a summer place on the water. Number three, get a place in Madrid, Spain. Number four, find a soulmate to live out my life with. And number five, live out my life in good health and plenty of money. I wish we had control over those things.
There's a lot of interesting dynamics that happen specifically in South Florida. Do you see that at all reflected in the material that comes out of South Florida?
What I'm most struck by is how universal the things seem to be that are on people's minds. We got two found notes the same week. One was written by a wealthy banker in Connecticut. Another was written by like this guy in a small town in Senegal. And both of the letters were kind of writing to a friend about a sibling that had passed away. Imagine these two guys who are, you know, have completely different backgrounds and live in completely different kinds of places, but still dealing with this really intense personal situation. Having the chance to peel back the layers on so many people's stories and dive so deep into people's emotional cores put me more in touch with my own emotional core and my own stories. Whether they meant to or not, thousands of people have shared their most personal stories with me.
I've been talking with Davey Rothbart. He's reading other found things as well as some of his own writing at the Miami Theater Center in Miami Shores tonight at 7 o'clock. Thanks so much for joining me, Davey.
Thanks, Wilson.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.